The Guitar Concerto by Herbert Baumann. Herbert Baumann was also the conductor of Cabela Bigostiensis. The guitar soloist was Michael Troster. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Cuban composer Leo Brouwer has written music in a wide variety of styles, ranging from folkloric to avant-garde and atonal. In the 1980s, however, he began writing in a style that has been called New Simplicity. This next piece is a beautiful example of that style. It's called A Day in November, and it's performed by Xufei Yang. Guitarist Xufei Yang performing Leo Brouwer's piece titled A Day in November. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Lorenzo McKaylee and Matteo Mello performed together as solo duo, and they've recorded music by Antoine Deloyer. Lorenzo McKaylee spoke about this composer.
Loyer was born in Clermont-Ferrand, and he was one of the most unlucky men in the history of music. He enrolled in the army, in the French army, a few days before the French Revolution started. So basically, he was faithful to the king, and exactly at the moment the king's head was being chopped off. So he started moving east, because the farther east he went, the more conservative regimes he would find. So he first went to Austria. Then he moved to Germany. Then eventually he decided to move even farther east, and he went to St. Petersburg, where the Tsar was supposedly powerful enough to guarantee a quiet life. And he became the guitar teacher of the Tsar's daughter. And then he figured out that the times were quiet enough for him to go back to France. He went back to France, and then he was readmitted in the army. And from that point, his life is just moving from one place to the other one, following the army. And then he comes back to Paris in 1852, and he dies there. And in the meanwhile, he had been trying to be a professional guitarist without much success. Although Loyer names is very well known, so he supposedly was pretty well-known guitarist at the time. And he wrote a bunch of chamber music, and his two guitar works are among his best pieces.
Thank you.
Lorenzo Michele and Matteo Mella performing the duo concertante in E minor, Opus 31, No. 3, by Antoine Deloyer. And before that, we heard an interview with Lorenzo Michele. We'll close this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive with Kevin Lowe performing The Last Song by Clarice Assad. Closing this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, we've just heard Kevin Lowe performing The Last Song by Clarice Assad. You've been listening to Classical Guitar Alive. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Augustine Foundation and the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker, and by Augustine Strings, makers of classical guitar strings since 1947, and thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas. Music by pluck-stringed instruments like the guitar, the harp, and the ancient lyre have been used in healing for over 3,000 years. That's why our mission is to bring this music to the widest possible audience. Our Music and Medicine program brings live classical guitar music to hospitals and hospices and is supported in part by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. If you'd like more information about our work, you can visit our website, classicalguitaralive.org, and listen online anytime. I'm Tony Morris. Thank you for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive.
Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, online at cjsf.ca, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC, home of Mafog the Dog.